Where'd you come from?
From my father's balls, Dom. Where'd you come from?
Fucking right, my father's balls.
You're listening to Let's Talk Fantasy Football, where men of fantasy genius have realized.
Hey guys, we don't need real football skills to dominate on the fantasy field.
Yeah! So slap on your pads and grab your helmet. Shit's about to get real.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to another edition of Let's Talk Fantasy Football. I am your host, Nick Schreck, and joining me for the Week 7 preview, the one, the only, the D-O-N himself, Don. Are you fired up?
Dude, I want, like, entrance music.
Well, you know what? We can do that. What, do you have a particular song in mind here you're looking for, or just
something every week, something new.
So, okay, okay.
Whatever is, you know, making me feel all amped up and ready to go.
All right. You know what?
Like, I just crushed 12 Red Bulls and I haven't touched one.
Okay. We can do that, Don. I think you probably have a better selection of songs for that than me. So I'm going to let you brainstorm some stuff. You know, in college you were the one always with the tune. So I think you were the man, for that job. So
can I get a soundboard too?
Yeah, we'll get you a soundboard. I mean, I may restrict your usage of it at times, but we will get you a soundboard.
I'm always pretty good with it. You know, I'm pretty reserved on the soundboard. I've never gone overboard on that.
You notice how you threw in there pretty good and pretty reserved on the soundboard there?
Well, I was in remedial English for like a year, so that's why I say pretty, you know.
We're getting there, Don. We're getting there. Slow and steady. You know, we'll give you full control and we'll scale it back as we see.
I feel like a dog on a choke collar right now.
Well, you know what, Don? It's okay. You know why? Because we're fired up. And you know what? I don't think there's a better time to be alive than right now, because we both are super ready for the Week 7 preview for fantasy football fans everywhere. But before we jump into it, Don, give a shout out to Auction Draft. While the NFL season may have officially kicked off, guys, your hopes of drafting a fantasy team for 2018 isn't gone. With Auction Draft, you can draft your team at any time and have a five-week season with your friends. You can sign up now by going to letstalkfantasyfootball.com/auction draft and use the promo code LTFF to save 50% off your league. So guys, go over, check them out, and we're ready to rock and roll, just like the Denver Broncos are right now as we're recording, Don. They seem to be laying the smackdown on the Arizona Cardinals.
Shrek, I'm so ready for this. I just cracked open that Jim Beam Red Stag that you got me, and I'm going to take a swig at it.
Hit it, man. Hit it. So while Don does that, he's feeling good. How you feeling?
I'm going to be shitting tomorrow.
But tonight, you feel like a king.
I feel ready, man. I'm ready to go. I'm well prepared for this podcast, and I'm ready to give a lot of insight.
All right, man. Well, let's rock and roll. For those of you guys tuning in, we're recording on Thursday Night Football. So we have watched the Broncos work their magic here against the Cardinals. Emmanuel Sanders with a passing and a receiving touchdown at this time. So, yeah, a little bit of a bloodbath out there. But we'll see you. We'll see what the rest of the night brings for the Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald, if he wants to find the end zone, I'd be okay with that.
If it makes you feel better, I mean, listen, by the time that they listen to this, this game is well and over. Josh Rosen is looking for Fitzgerald. Getting a lot of targets. A lot of those targets are pick sixes, too.
Okay, well.
So,
you know,
there's that. And he just got sacked. Again, man, I wish I could bench them for NDD. I can tell you that we jinxed ourselves by saying football's been great and we don't deserve it because we just got slapped with this game.
Look, there's bound to be a few stinkers, Don. You know how it is. I mean, maybe they drank a bottle of Red Stag last night and now they're here shitting. You know, it happens to the best of us. So there has to be a couple that make us not worthy.
I'm going to drink this straight from the bottle tomorrow. Is going to be like a problem at work.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day at work, Don, but let's focus on the here and now, because you can listen back to this while you're taking care of your problems at work. And I don't think there's a more fitting game to kick things off, Don, for you than the Bolton up LA Chargers against the Tennessee Titans. They're playing in London, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, for those of you guys that are going to get up and watch it. And, you know, this is it, Don. The Chargers are going to continue to bolt up, I think, in this game. And hopefully fantasy points abound for a lot of people.
Yeah, so it's actually funny. Not fantasy relevant at all, but I think that Chargers might be going back to San Diego sooner than than we thought with all this going on. So they actually might get more support in London, where they wear every type of jersey, than they do in LA. So the Chargers are the team that LA doesn't deserve. I hope they go back to San Diego, get the support they deserve, because Philip Rivers and the Chargers are awesome. So speaking of which, yeah, I think that Melvin Gordon has another great game. I think overall Melvin Gordon is a top five of all positions right now in fantasy football. The guy is a touchdown monster, gets fed and passed to quite a bit. He's also the second highest passing target for Philip Rivers. Hence why you never know what to do with any of the receivers, because a lot of those catches are still going to Melvin Gordon. And then Eckler is almost up there with the rest of the other wide receivers with target share. So Melvin Gordon continues to eat. Philip Rivers, I think, is a mid-level, you know, one QB. Keenan's a play. But what do you think about the rest of the receivers between Mike Williams? Tyrell Williams was a hot waiver wire ad. I didn't buy into it. But what do you think?
I think the frustrating piece here, like you said, with the receivers is the way these targets go around, and even Keenan Allen, the targets are there, but he hasn't been in the end zone, I believe, since week one. Frustrating for fantasy owners as a whole. And then, some stats here come from Roto World and Evan Silva. You know, they talk about the matchup here, where he lines up against Titans cornerback Logan Ryan in the slot, and you look at some tough performances. Willie Snead, D.D. Westbrook, Danny Amendola, Nelson Aguilar, all not super great performances. He does run almost half of his routes outside, so he could be a Michael Crabtree-esque guy here in this game. Obviously, you're playing him if you own him, but I don't know which side of the fence I really fall on here. I think it's more of a disappointing matchup for Keenan Allen. I don't know if this is where he finds the end zone. I that's just from the outside looking in. I think that's a little frustrating, to say the least.
Keenan Allen's also better than all those receivers.
He is. So there's that. I really don't have a counter argument to that, because you're right. He is the best easily out of that grouping.
Like,
so
he's in a different tier than those guys completely. Now, don't get me wrong. You do have an argument with Keenan Allen also has struggled this year so far compared to what we're used to. So I don't know, man. I'm still rolling out Keenan Allen every week. Like, I'm kind of disappointed, but it is what it is.
Yes.
But I'm not playing Mike Williams or Tyrell Williams, because someone's going to get in the end zone. It's not a matter of who, it is a matter of who it is going to be, because Philip, man, he's just distributing to whoever. Like I said, Melvin Gordon's his number two passing target, and Austin Eckler is like almost the same amount of passing targets as like Mike Williams, Tyrell Williams, and he won away from Gates. So, I mean, and that's the second RB. So you got two RBs that are, outpacing, the rest of your receivers other than Keenan Allen. That's what makes it kind of discouraging for any of those that own the pass catchers in a wide receiver position for this Chargers. But
I agree. I'm with you. I mean, look,
I think it's just the main three,
I agree. I mean, Keenan Allen's a guy where, like, and I don't know why I waste my breath on it, because you're starting him regardless. But obviously just been a frustrating own. I did go out there, and I know you wanted to trade me for Mike Williams, I think it was, but I did go out and get Tyrell Williams.
Wait, can we talk about the trade right now?
Sure, Don, go ahead.
I will give you Mike Williams for Todd Gurley. Straight up, dude. That, like, you don't even have to throw in another person.
Wait, straight up?
Straight up.
Holy, yeah, I don't even want to say I need to think about that.
All right, I'm sending it now.
Okay, yeah, you send that through, and I'll let you know. I don't see it. I don't know. Something must be going on. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
But what I will tell you, while Shrek accepts this awesome trade I sent him, sleeper play of the week is the Chargers defense. Defense was one of the ones that were expected to be one of the best defenses this year for fantasy. Obviously, they've had a lot of injuries. Now we got Bosa coming back. So they have not performed where you wanted to, so they probably dropped in a lot of leagues.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota got sacked 11 times last week.
10 completions on 26 dropbacks. Yikes.
Their offensive line is garbage. Mariota is not the same Mariota from like 2 years ago.
I think we talked about it when we watched the games on Sunday together, and we talked about how the Titans are just like, they're pretty much a fraud.
Yeah. You know? It's,
they have some wins, but they don't look good. They're not a good football team.
Yeah, they're not a good football team. I thought maybe some Deion Lewis earlier this season, and then he fell off. Derrick Henry's a bust. Our only main constant, Delanie Walker's out for the season, and Corey Davis is a bust too. I mean, they're not good. So, and their offensive line is trash too. So I think this, if you can pick up and stream San Diego Chargers defense, I think that's a way to go this week.
I agree. I think it's a very nice matchup here against a bad Tennessee team. You know, and I think, you know, you kind of nailed it. Well, we can move on, I think, away from the Chargers, because that's all the fantasy relevance there is.
Yeah, you play the three-headed monster of my man Phillip, Keenan, and Melgo.
Yep. Well,
and Chargers defense of four.
Four. Yeah, if you want to count those, we'll call it four. I mean, like you said, from the Titans side of the ball, you're not rolling out Marcus Mariota. Derrick Henry has 11 touches or fewer in three straight weeks, and Deion Lewis comes off a 7-touch game. So not ideal at all. Deion Lewis, I guess, technically should have more appeal if you had to roll out one of these guys based on a projected negative game script here. But, you know, the Chargers have allowed the league's third most receiving yards to running backs. So there's that. And I mean, maybe he has to dump the ball off to somebody, but you definitely don't feel good about it.
Not right now. You don't know.
You know, they have to start showing something again here. And I don't know if they just literally got the spirit smacked out of them against the Ravens last week. I don't know what it was. Maybe they bounce back here. You know, I don't even know that you can be excited about Corey Davis here. He's technically the number one guy, but he's a wide receiver four.
I don't even have him as a play.
You know,
I have no one as a play for the Tennessee Titans.
All right, Don. I really have no argument here. They're
not a bad team. What's their record, Tennessee? Aren't they like 3-2 or 4-2 or 3-3? They're at least, you know, even. They're really
– which is
mind-boggling because their team is trash.
That's what I'm saying. It's one of those things where you're like, well, these guys are – they're a fraud because they really are.
Their defense is quietly better than, you know, you would think, but I don't know, man. That offense is trash.
The Titans they're first in the AFC South. And they lost to the Ravens and the Texans. They beat the Eagles. Oh, they lost to the Bills as well. I apologize. They beat the Eagles, the Jaguars. Oh, that's it. Is that right? Regardless, they're a weird team. It's been a weird year of football with some of that stuff. But whatever, dude. Let's call it. Let's pick it. I know who you're taking, but go ahead, make it official.
I'm going the Titans.
Wow, I am Pepper needs new shorts.
Sorry. Bolt up, man. They got a bigger fan base in London, and Phillip's about to fucking ball out over there. Everyone's getting a touchdown this week. Every single pass catcher, even Antonio Gates.
It's a bit of a bold call there, Dom. But I'll definitely need a new pair of shorts.
The Chargers are putting up 69 points to Titans 3.
You heard it here first, guys. If you're betting money, bet it on the Chargers. 9-3
in London, 9 a.m. I'll be awake watching.
That's dedication. All right, Don, move it on. Let's talk about the New England Patriots and the Chicago Bears. We watched the New England Patriots eke out that very, very close win against my Chiefs. Heartbreaking loss, but since we're only talking about the Patriots here, let's start on their side of the ball. Patriots look good. They kind of have found their groove here. I know you guys have kind of recapped what's going on, but you're on Tom Brady. You're playing Tom Brady. I don't think that's ever been a question. Sony Michel, running back one.
Yeah, man. I'm upset. I dropped him in my A-team league, man.
There it is, the A-team league, man. You love the A-team league.
I would have a three-headed monster between Melgo, Saquon, and Sony Michel. Wow. If I just held on one more.
Wow. Yeah. That's
it. Is what it is.
Yes, James,
I mean, he's a top, especially in a PPR league. Like, I'm trading for James White as well. Like, I'm in running back hell in a few leagues. So I'm trying to get James White. Those two guys are, man, it's sad to say, but the injuries for the other running backs really helped out these guys gain a nice role for fantasy.
Yeah.
Start to perform very well. So yeah, man. Sony Michel, he's a numero uno.
Yep. Wow. Roll him out there. And honestly, for most people,
he's what could possibly be. If you're in a half point or full point, he could be a numero uno too.
Yeah, I mean,
a low end numero uno, but
you know, I think Sony Michel is for a lot of people. He slides right into their running back two slots. You probably have someone that is a one. James
White, yeah.
You know, but James White, obviously, some PPR upside in the passing game. Don Gronk is Gronk. You own him. You're playing him.
He's the number two target there behind. Wow, White's got 51 targets.
Yeah, man, crazy. Crazy.
35. Chicharoni, man. Yeah. I mean, you got to play Gronk. You can't not play Gronk.
Yep. Yep. I think your best bet in this game from the wide receiving section is Julian Edelman. He's kind of finding his groove back, and slot wide receivers have done extremely well against this defense. I'm sorry. He's had 9 and 7 targets in the past two games since coming back from that suspension. So I think if you've sat on Edelman, you're going to start to cash in. And yeah. Josh Gordon, it looks like they're building something there, much to my upsetment after our last podcast where we discussed him. Brady's looking for him.
Yeah. The light is as bright as can be right now. And I'm still going to it.
I'm there with you.
Absolutely. Josh Gordon's a play. Julian Edelman, you've been holding on him. He's got a play. Gronk's a play. The two running backs are a play. And listen, the Bears defense are good, but it's Patriots offense. You got to play your guys. So they're all plays at that point. No, Chris Hogan could, if you didn't drop him, drop him.
Yeah. I think he's him and Dorsett, both of them. They're, you know, they're out of that usage field. There's only so many targets to go around, and you know, it's going to be Gronk, Gordon, Edelman, White, even Michelle a little bit. I mean, there's just too many mouths to feed. And those guys are going to get fed. There's just not enough for everybody else.
Nope. So,
but yeah, Josh Gordon up. I've just seen it now. The actual number, 9 targets up to 81% snap count. Wow. So, you know, they're building something there. Tom Brady seems to like him. So, if you have Josh Gordon, good for you. It seems like I was wrong once again on him. Shocker. Do you have anything else on the New England side of the ball?
No, that's I would say that's about it.
All right, let's flip it. Let's
talk about it. I mean, is there anybody else? No, right?
What on the Pats now?
No.
Moving on. No, go. Bears. Bears football. Don Mitch Trubisky turned in his second straight top 5 QB1 finish in last week's overtime loss to Miami. The Patriots have allowed top 14 fantasy finishes to 4 of the last 5 quarterbacks they faced. So Trubisky, I think, is a legit streaming QB option this week as you go into matchups and bye week problems, et cetera, here against this Patriots defense.
Going flip side. Talked about it on the last cast.
Yep.
I don't hate it. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't hate if you play him. Personal gut feeling here. I'm not about it. I'm not about the Mitch Trubisky. I don't think he's the smartest decision maker out there yet. He's still young. Even with a not so strong Patriots defense this year, there's the schemes that they do. They like to get in the heads of the younger quarterback. I think they're going to do the false blitz to rush Trubisky and pull back. So I think that he doesn't have to be your number one stream. I'm going to stream an Andy Dalton this week against Kansas City. I'll play a Baker Mayfield this week before I'm going for Mitch Trubisky. So,
okay, fair enough. You know, I mean, I am rolling out Andy Dalton in one league, but I have Mitch in another. So I do think he will be just fine, but we'll just agree to disagree on that. And that's okay, Don.
I mean, it's you and Vinny against me so far. So I'm apparently, you know, on the wrong. But if you believe in the D-O-N, I'm telling you, go Andy Dalton or Baker Mayfield before you go Mitch Trubisky.
Don's plan has never failed before, guys.
I'm full of stats.
Don, the running back game, the running game, I guess, as a whole has just been – it's been a total opposite of what I think I definitely predict. I own a bunch of Jordan Howard. Has obviously continually shot myself in the foot with that. Tariq Cohen continues to grow in that role. 12 touches last week after the bye, season high, almost 50% playing time against Miami. Jordan Howard sets a season low in snaps, routes run. He loses a goal line fumble against the Dolphins. The matchup here is better for Tariq Cohen, and I think if you own him, you're playing him. I think Jordan Howard, although running backs have done well against him on the ground, he needs a touchdown to be relevant for you, and that sucks to say. You spent a second or third round pick on him.
Yeah. It's funny. I was just talking to a buddy today. He traded for – he started off pretty slowly, so he did a trade, which was okay, but got Jordan Howard in the mix, hoping for, you know, Jordan Howard to be at least a high RB2. Yep. And I was saying, I was like, he's got to be probably the biggest, like, bust so far at, like, at that level of fantasy of fantasy value. So I don't really of that value would be bigger bust at this moment, but yeah, Jordan Howard, man. I mean, it's disappointing. You have him, you expect him to be a solid RB2, and he just goes out there and is flopping. So he's setting season lows right now. Tariq Cohen is the hot hand as it is, and he's a pass threat. So Tariq Cohen is the man right now, and there's no reason you have to play Jordan Howard. You can if you want, but you got to have very low expectations.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. And it sucks because I had the same thing. I acquired Howard hoping for a bounce back. And it just, that has not gone well for me. Emmanuel Sanders looks good tonight, so at least maybe okay on the deal, but definitely did not go anywhere near how I'd hoped. If you have the option, I'm looking elsewhere or putting somebody else in my flex over Jordan Howard. And that hurts to say from a personal perspective, but it is what it is. Trubisky, Don, he's got his top pass catchers, Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel. We talked about Cohen and then even Trey Burton at tight end. Do you think you can roll all three of these guys out here against the Patriots?
I mean, you guys are the believers in Mitch Trubisky, so if that's the case, I would say yes. Allen Robinson, even though still the number one target, but not that much. He's only got four more targets than Taylor Gabriel. Yep. So I think he's been – I only own him in one league, but he's been kind of disappointing even though he's had some TDs. So he's been, you know, hit and miss. But, yeah, if you're believing and you're rolling out Mitch Trubisky this week. Yeah, I like Taylor. I actually like Taylor Gabriel the most.
Yes.
Wide receivers. And I think he – if Trubisky keeps looking at him the way he is, it will actually outpace Allen Robinson by the end of the season. I think Trey Burton is a safe start. I mean, you know, tight ends are tight ends. So I think he's a safe start. He's like a very low tight end one play anyway. So he's had a bunch of good weeks along with Mitch Trubisky's last two strong weeks. So yeah. I guess that goes into correlation with another. So I'd be rolling Trey Burton as well.
Yep, I'm with you. Trey Burton, low end tight end one. And definitely definitely think that Robinson gets passed there as that number one wide receiver, particularly for some fantasy value with Taylor Gabriel. So
yeah, I think Taylor Gabriel is like a good add this if he was still on your waiver this week. And I think it's going to be a very playable low end wide receiver too.
Yep, I'm with you. Put him in there. I don't think there's really anybody else that we need to talk about.
What do you think about I mean, Bears defense has been big. Would you look elsewhere and like try maybe stream like a Chargers defense or an Indy defense over Bears going against New England, or are you still going to roll them out for the fact that maybe Mac's going to still have some sacks and whatnot?
I think it depends on what your bench looks like. Can you take on a second defense and sit on the Bears for a week?
Yeah.
If so, I mean, if I could probably play the Chargers in that matchup, then I might do that. But otherwise I think you'll be okay. You know, I mean, you know, like you said, a couple sacks and whatever, and but you know, you're going to give up points to the Patriots. It's just a matter of, I do think Mac does it. They get some sacks, the defense will be fine, but if you can hold the second defense, but depending on the buys and whatnot, sure. You can look elsewhere. I don't think you have to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's pick it down. I'm going to take the Patriots.
I can't pick the Bears. I'm going Patriots.
Fair enough, Don. Fair enough. Next game, we have Buffalo Bills at the Indianapolis Colts.
So, fun game. Tune in.
Yeah, totally, totally fun. I'm going to watch none of this game. Andrew Luck.
I thought you were gonna go right to Eric Ebron.
That's still fine. You're right. Let's go right to Eric Ebron. My man, Eric Ebron, killing it again. Don's now officially in the fan club. I got his dues check.
I'm in the free trial mode. All right.
I got the check. You don't have to pretend for the listeners now that you're not actually in on Eric Ebron. It's okay.
I haven't put a deposit down yet.
That's not what this check I'm holding here says. Yeah, that's what I thought. Take another sip of that Red Stag and we'll keep hiding your love.
Drinking my sparkling water. All right.
All right. There he is. Getting all fancy on us, guys. See, he's now that he knew about Ebron all along. And he's
a little bubbly.
Don's getting all fancy on us. Don't let him forget where he came from, guys. Keep Don in check. He's getting a little out of control here for me.
That's right. I always remember where he came from.
There it is.
Where'd you come from, by the way, Shrek?
What'd you say?
Where'd you come from?
From my father's balls, Don. Where'd you come from?
Fucking right. My father's balls.
Love it. You know, a lot of these guys, I think, came from the same places in their families as well. Let's Eric Ebron, if you own him, you're starting him.
It has to, baby. I mean, it would probably explain a lot.
Okay. Look, Don, there's exceptions to every rule. I'm sorry. I didn't want this to be how you found out, but, you know, awkward. Moving on, let's talk about the Colts. Ebron, great. You own him. You're playing him. Fantastic. He's off the injury report, which is great because he was on there for pretty much everything he possibly could have been on there for last week. I'm sorry. T.Y. Hilton back to practicing. And it seems like we are going to see him finally back on the field this week, Don, which is a good thing for the Colts. And
yeah, definitely. This would be a time for them to capitalize with playing against the Colts. I mean, the Bills would be a nice Andrew Luck. T.Y. Hilton possible stack in DFS, which is cool. So that does kind of temper your expectations, like a Ryan Grant. And I think Chester Rogers, he's in the slot, so we'll see what he has to do. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with all these Indianapolis Colts receivers. Now, I mean, it's cool that T.Y. Hilton's back, and I'm going to play him. These guys have been kind of chilling on the waiver wire for a while, and they've been slowly getting picked up. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you have to play them because you picked them up and they're going against the Bills, but it's just like not sexy to play them.
Yeah. I think really the only one I'm rolling out there with any, what?
And Ryan Grant is hurt, correct?
Yes. He has got the ankle injury. I'm not sure he's even going to play. So we're going to have to wait and see, obviously, as we get closer to that game, but keep your eye on that. I think the only one that I'm going to really roll out there with confidence is T.Y. Hilton.
Like a Chester Rogers this week?
I mean, you can. I probably will. I mean, I guess it really depends on your roster. You know, if you really need somebody, yeah, I think
it's not a terrible play. I guess if you you're a deeper league, there's buys going down. If you picked him up and like you need the throw receiver, he could be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not a must though.
No, like you said, he's a volume play. You know, I mean, he's drawn double digit targets in three straight. He's also dropped six passes in the last two. So, you know, he saved his week six really with, you know, a garbage time 17 yard touchdown. So it just seems like the volume is what's literally keeping him alive. And it could be a good option here. And like you said, it really just depends if you believe that he can get that garbage time TV or whatever it's going to be for him. I think T.Y. back obviously helps that offense. So I will probably personally try and stay away. Just my receivers are bad enough as it is personally in a lot of spots that I'll take someone else with probably more, I don't even want to say more upside, but probably more upside than the Hail Mary chance on Chester Rogers for me.
Yeah. What you call it? Fun fact real quick before we go fully back into this. So me and Matt, so Rogers on our cast are playing against each other in our league. And we are rocking both two tight ends each. So we're playing bitches. And since we were already talking about the Patriots and Indy, he's rocking Gronk and Ebron. And I'm rocking Ertz and Kelsey. So it is like big time two TDs each, two tight ends each going against each other. I'm obviously going to win. But pretty crazy.
So, wow.
Fun fact for all you listeners. Running backs, though, for Indy. With Marlon Mack being back – that hurts Naheem. Anyone that, like, I scooped up Naheem Hines in the league, the one that I don't have any running backs really, and I've been trying to rock Deion Lewis and like a mixture between Alex Collins is a hit or miss, Deion Lewis, Corey Clement now, Naheem Hines, because Jay Ajayi is on IR. Like, I just have the worst crew of running backs.
Literally the nightmare shuffle.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nightmare. But Marlon Mack is back. That already took away from Naheem Hines. So I think Marlon Mack is actually going to have, if the game pull him out, it would be this one. I think he's going to be the main back. So I would think Marlon Mack is actually a go, but I'm not playing anyone else running back.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to have to stay away from the other guys. I mean, Mack just seemed to be the I want to say, like, I hate to use the word the best player in that backfield last week, but you watched him have some life, we'll say, for the Colts. I just think he's, like you said, he's the best based on opportunity. The Colts are a home favorite. You know, he has the best chance, I think, to end up in the end zone. And yeah, I think that's what you need here. I think that about does it, Don, on both sides of the ball. Do you agree?
We're just skipping the Bills.
Yeah. I wish I could, but I guess
what we talk about is possibly LeSean McCoy. I don't think you play anyone in it's Derek Anderson playing. They just completely skipped over Nathan Peterman at this time.
I mean, how do you not?
They should have the first time they ever debuted him with the five picks. Like, this guy is trash. So Derek Anderson's in. There's really not been any viable receivers anyway with the Bills. I mean, I know Zay Jones caught a touchdown last week, but whatever, man. The only thing that I find interesting is LeSean McCoy. Like, I know that he has been pretty disappointing this year. But they also have a shit team. But he has had quite a bit of volume. You know, he had last 2 weeks, he had 26 touches and 19 touches. I don't know. What do you go with the Walsh approach where you're like, just with all that volume, you just have to go with it? Or do you go with the Vinny saying, fuck that?
I think I go with the Walsh approach based on volume. On the ground, not a great matchup with the Colts. In the air, hopefully he gets some more dump-offs here. The Colts have yielded the sixth most receiving yards to running backs this year. I think I play the volume here, and he's in my lineup, despite me wanting to skip over the Bills as a whole.
Yeah, I think LeSean McCoy is a flex play that you would play if you have him.
Yeah, and he could end up having a decent day here through the air. Maybe he gets into the end zone. I don't know if I would go quite that far, but he might. But, yeah, I think you have to go volume here. You know, I think if I was staring down the barrel of, dare I say, LeSean McCoy and Jordan Howard, I think I may play the upside of McCoy for volume.
Yeah.
You know, and that sucks. That hurts to say, but it's true. But I agree. Nobody else here, Don, just LeSean McCoy in this conversation.
Yeah. I've got the Colts winning.
I am going to take the Colts as well. Definitely not the Bills getting it done. We move on, Don, to the last game before the break, the Lions versus the Dolphins. Yeah. Wow. Well,
Brick Asweiler, man.
There he is.
Starting again. And I think there's some more issues with Tannehill where he might be out for longer than expected.
Yes.
So we're going to see a lot of that doofus of a quarterback in Miami, which is fitting because Adam Gase deserves him.
Yeah, he does deserve every little bit of Brick Osweiler.
We hate Adam Gase.
Yes, he is one of the worst. And he deserves
Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, he does. And honestly, I mean, you made it clear last Sunday you actually feel bad for Kenyon Drake. Adam Gase deserves Frank Gore. That's what he deserves.
Man, I like Gore though. It's other than like this whole fantasy bullshit where it cuts into Kenyon Drake. I like to see that guy just keep pushing, man. Keep pushing the rushing yards for his own legacy. But other than that, man, like whatever, dude. Like the Miami, you're not playing Brock Osweiler. You're not playing Danny Amendola. Do you play Albert? So Albert Wilson was probably on the
floor. That's where I was going to go.
I talked about it with Vinny last week. He's a very high, very, very, very volatile high risk, but can be a very big reward that could pay out where you just win that week with Albert Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the plays that from last week.
I just wouldn't add him because, like, I just would have so much anxiety. I would need to, like, take a Xanax while putting him in the lineup because I wouldn't know what to do.
So Don's out. I'm putting him in his lineup, understandably so.
It's not that he shouldn't be. Like, I just, like, be like, this dude can do nothing or everything.
Dude, it's that last week was the first time he's been over 6 targets this year. You know, he obviously took advantage. But, you know, according to I don't even know who's probably Pro Football Focus's stat. He finished 57th in the NFL in week 6 air yards. You know, so it's just based on his production, based on the targets and everything else he did, it just makes no fucking sense. I think you can roll him out there as a flex play if you don't need a Xanax to put him in your lineup.
Dude, you are a total badass if you play him, and I hope you get all the points for playing him.
Yes. Period. Fair enough. Moving on. I think that's the only wide receiver you're playing. I think we got to go back to the run game, Don, and I think we got to talk about the viability of, dare I say, Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore in a matchup where the Lions have been smacked.
You talk about it because I don't know what to say.
Smacked.
I'm speechless.
I think we after what we watched Frank Gore do against Chicago.
Adam Gase,
man, he is the most – and this will be the week he goes to Drake because I'm talking about Frank Gore. I think you can put Frank Gore in your lineup, particularly in non-PPR leagues. Drake is still – I don't know what to do with Drake. He had the fumble. But I think you're playing Kenyon Drake too was like a running back.
Like he had out-snapped Gore. He had more touches than Gore last week. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I would like to say, like, now going forward, like, we could play Kenyon Drake, especially because they kept going to him even after that fumble. Like, but he's I'm the guy that's going to now insert Kenyon Drake, and Kenyon Drake's going to do nothing, and it's going to be a Frank Gore game, like you're saying.
He's a – I think he's a low-end running back, too.
I'm not talking about this.
You want his Xanax done?
Freaking out. I'm taking another shot at Jim Beam right now.
Right there. You burned that, Don. We just spent a lot of time talking about Adam Gase, Kenyon Drake, and Frank Gore. Take a second one, you know, for the fans.
It stopped. Forgot how good this Pepto-Bismol tasted.
There it is, Don. There you go.
Because it's going to make me poop.
Frank Gore, I think, is he's a running back, or he's a flex play. Particularly not PPR. Kenyon Drake, running back, low 2, high 3, running back.
Yeah.
It just is what it is. But you have to be prepared for the 0.
He's a low 2 with the ability of possibly a high 2. I don't know, man.
It's a good matchup in theory, man.
Should I play Kenyon Drake, AP? I'm putting AP in. Kenyon Drake's sitting there. Kenyon Drake's going to outduke AP because I never know how to use AP either for the past 3 seasons that I always have for whatever reason. It's just I'm going to glass case of emotion again, man.
It's the fucking textbook there. Textbook.
I might just sit them both and leave the slot open.
Just, well, you can't fuck it up that way, I guess, right?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, good enough. All right, Don, that's it.
So who are you playing with these Dolphins? Because I don't know what to tell you. You're not playing Brick Asweiler. You're never going to play him.
Drake Gore and Albert Wilson if you have a steel set of balls.
The 2 RBs and Just Wilson. Disappointing. Kenny Stills, man, and it's not Kenny Stills' fault. It's Adam Gase's fault.
Yes.
Kenny Stills is a great wide receiver and just sad to see him on the waivers this year. Whatever, man. Let's go to Detroit.
All right, let's move it. Let's flip to the other side of the ball. Matthew Stafford comes back from Detroit's bye. He's got just 1 top 12 finish across 5 starts. And the Dolphins defense surprisingly has permitted only 1 top 12 QB1 finish through 6 games. You know, I don't think if you're a Matthew Stafford owner, I think you can look at some other matchups here. And I'd rather play Mitch Trubisky than play Matt Stafford in this matchup.
Yeah. Matt Stafford probably should be on the waivers at this point, unless you're in a very deep league. Said in the recap the other night that I'd possibly look Stafford over Trubisky. I don't know if that's the case. Just go Dalton and Baker Mayfield if it's up to me. But yeah, Trubisky over Stafford too.
Yep.
I don't know. He's just been very flat, which is kind of surprising because, I mean, like, Golden Tate's been pretty productive. Kenny Galladay's definitely been productive. Marvin Jones is hit or miss. But
Yeah, I think at the wide receiver position, it's Tate, Galladay, and Jones are every week starts. Despite our happiness with Stafford, I think those three are just.
I don't think Jones isn't necessarily a start every week.
Nah.
I've had him in leagues where I have double flexes that I'm not playing Marvin Jones. Fair. And I'm still in the middle of that league. I would say the must starts are Golden Tate and Kenny Galladay. Do whatever you will with Marvin Jones, but I think but at this point, if you have Marvin Jones, you probably also have better options at that point.
That's fair. You probably do have better options. Jones, and to support your case, has yet to reach 70 yards this season and has caught 4 passes or fewer in 10 straight games.
Right.
So definitely fair enough to your point on. I think coming back to the running back game, you could almost argue that the running back situation in Detroit is just as volatile as it is for the Dolphins and frustrating for fantasy.
Well, it's frustrating because Kerryon Johnson looks good.
And he should be the bell cow guy, but they're clear they don't want him right now to be the bell cow guy.
Speaking of a dog on a choke collar, there's Kerryon Johnson being held back for what reason? LeGarrette Blount is like 37 years old, minus probably like 7 years, but he's just a big back that you should put in the red zone. And that's about it. Theo Riddick is underwhelming, and he should be more of just a pass catching back anyway. Like Kerryon Johnson's like a do it all, should be a bell cow. Runs very efficiently. Your quarterback's not doing that much anyway. I don't know why he's not being played. So it is what it is. If you have buys, Kerryon Johnson, I'd put out there, but he's gonna have an okay floor, but not a high ceiling.
Yeah, you're hoping Theo Riddick doesn't play with the knee injury. We'll have to wait and see. Obviously, what happens there. The Dolphins have allowed the NFL's third most catches to running backs, which obviously could be a good thing here or a boom for Kerryon Johnson if Riddick doesn't play. Because it's not going to be LeGarrette Blount crushing it out of the backfield. So watch and see what happens with that. Depends on your matchups. But I think that's as good as it gets, is Riddick being out.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
The must plays are Tate and Galladay, and if you will, Kerryon Johnson if you need to, but that's also not a must.
Fair enough, Don. Let's pick them. That's as good as we got.
I'm going Dolphins.
I am going to go with – I'm going to go with the Lions. Just to kind of split that there, give ourselves a little bit of a change up. And with that, Dom, we're going to take a quick break. You guys are going to hear from Auction Draft, and then we're going to bounce back, and we're going to talk some Vikings and Jets as we continue the Week 7 preview.
Auction Draft is the ultimate fantasy football auction draft experience. With full season and 5-week seasons available, you get the best of both worlds. It's time to play fantasy football the way it was meant to be played. Visit auctiondraft.net to learn more and save 50% off the 2018 season price with promo code LTFF. We'll see you on the field.
And we are back, guys. That was Auction Draft. And Don, we are ready to rock and roll as we jump right into the Vikings and the Jets. Sam Darnold, dare I say, has looked good for the Jets.
Yeah, he's a sharp guy, man. I mean, nothing overwhelming, but he's going to be good. He's been playing well, and he's got his team to, 3-3?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Man. Good for you, Darnold. Yeah. I think he's a quarterback of the future for sure, and he's going to be very good.
Yeah.
He's looked okay.
Yep, for the team. He's making it happen. Obviously not fantasy relevant right now. That's okay for now. He's provided some production to the Jets. And especially in a spot where we didn't know what we were going to get as we came into the season with him. Lyle Powell, led in touches 16 to 15 and snaps. I think he is the running back you want to play in that backfield.
Yeah. But, what you call it? Vikings defense is very good.
I agree. I'm not saying it's a great matchup. I think if you had to pick one, though, I'd rather Blount.
Like they're pretty good against pass catching backs. I don't know. I don't think that the running backs are going to do that well this week at all. I don't know. I don't think either of them are. I don't think I would start either this week.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree. I think if you had to roll with one, I'd rather Bilal Powell, just personally. From a wide receiver,
I would go Crowell, man. I think he's going to come back after a whatever week last week.
Okay.
Open up one. All he needs is one big run. So if we're gonna pick an Albert Wilson, why not throw a Crowell in there?
Okay. Fair enough. Roll those fucking die, Don. Roll those fucking die. Quincy Anua, high ankle sprain. You know, Jermaine Kearse could be the main beneficiary here. 10 targets, 9 for 94 in week 6. Could be okay here against the Vikings. Not a great matchup. Their defense is as a whole good, but yeah, someone's gonna get small.
I think if anyone's going to be fantasy relevant, it's going to be Jermaine Kearse. I mean, even hit this a little bit on the last cast. Jermaine Kearse really stepped in right away as the new Quincy Anunua when Quincy Anunua went down. Robbie Anderson, it's up to you if you want to play. He's the boomer bust guy. He could go for 2 touchdowns off of 2 targets or 3 targets and 105 yards, or he could go for literally nothing. So that's up to you if you want to pull that trigger and you're low and you need someone to put in the flex. That's how it's going to be no matter what the defense is. So that's Robbie Anderson's play. Jermaine Kearse, especially if you're in a PPR format league, he's your guy. If it's a standard scoring league, I say look elsewhere. But Jermaine Kearse is the new Quincy Anunua of that offense. When you got Terrell Pryor, that's going to be in there catching a few passes or getting a few targets. I don't think that makes him a fantasy relevant receiver just yet, but you could get in the end zone with a few targets in there if they're in the red zone. So but I think the only fantasy viable guy if you're in like a half point to full point PPR format would be Jermaine Kearse for the receivers.
I agree. I am with you. That's your best bet for sure. And that's it. I think we can flip right over to the other side of the ball, Don, and talk about the rock and rolling Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins is a surefire QB1. If you own him, you're playing him. No questions asked, correct?
Yeah. I mean, listen, Jets defense isn't that bad, but
no,
they're actually pretty good for fantasy. I've been rolling them a lot. I'm a little worried because all the rest of the defenses were trash on the waiver this week. But
I don't think it's an indictment of the Jets. I just think it's Kirk Cousins and that offense is gonna
Thielen has 81 targets, dude.
Insane.
Stephon Diggs has 60 targets.
Wait, what did you trade for Adam Thielen?
Yeah, Tyler Lockett and Chris Carson. Yeah. I'm not trying to get up here and brag. I've already taken enough shit from everyone.
All right, Tom, moving on.
It worked out in my favor and keep the targets rolling. I like Adam Thielen a lot. I like Stephon Diggs a lot. Kyle Rudolph's been disappointing. I don't think he's a must play unless you can't go elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. I'd probably spin the wheel and see what else you got going on. Depends, but I don't think you have to play.
It's not the worst play, but it's not the greatest. He's just been flat. You know, yep. Is what it is. He's been disappointing, actually.
Yeah, he has been disappointing in an offense that has overwhelmingly been good.
With that being running game, Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs have been taking. I mean, their target share is just blowing away everybody else.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But you know, on the flip side, then we talked about it. You know, we need to talk about the running game. You know, Latavius Murray, Dalvin Cook. Cook was supposed to get some work last week against the Cardinals. Obviously, didn't play. He didn't practice today. On Thursday. So that doesn't exactly bode well for him playing this week, which in turn, I think bumps Latavius Murray up to a nice running back 2 here against the Jets. Again, they've been a good defense, but without Cook, I think Murray continues to get good work here and as a running back 2.
Yeah. I'm okay with Murray, maybe even if Cook goes. Because if he does, I mean, Cook, I think they're still teetering. I think he is playing, but he could be not playing that much. They might hold him back a little bit. And, you know, he hasn't looked, even when he's played, hasn't been that spectacular just because of all the injuries. So I think they're going to limit him even if he does go. I think, you know, Latavius Murray is a go. Even if Cook does play, I think Murray might have it's going to have a solid enough floor for you that he's definitely playable.
Agreed. And like you said, Cooks may only get that limited snap count he was going to get last week against the Cardinals. You know, we obviously don't know, but it probably bodes that way based on just the seeing him out on the field.
Yeah, they literally didn't play him last week because they didn't feel confident enough in his workouts for practice that week. They just were like, you're not ready. So
yes,
that should concern you. As I would not play Cook, even if he's playing.
Yep, fair enough. I would avoid at all costs as well. Look at your other options, and if you're forced, you're forced. But Don, can we pick him?
Yeah, pick them.
I'm going to take the Vikings.
Man. Well, I pretty much said you can't play anyone on the Jets, and I'm pretty much telling you to play everyone on the Vikings. So I guess I'm going to have to just go with the Vikings. I really don't want to. I pray the Jets beat them with the only thing that's being scored is Adam Thielen for 5 touchdowns and Jets score 6.
Fair enough, Don. We'll have a shootout.
That's score.
That's not unrealistic. It's definitely possible, and I would say likely if I were a gambler, actually. So I would almost put money on that. But let's move it forward and go to the Carolina Panthers at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz looked good against the Giants. 292 all-purpose yards, 3 touchdowns. Smacked the Giants around. You know, your boy Zach Ertz again ends up in the end zone. You're a happy man. He's got 44 targets from weeks 3 to 6with Wentz back, which next closest is Alshon Jeffrey with 29, Don. That's incredible.
Wentz has looked good the last 3 weeks. I've been going back and forth between if I'm going to play Wentz or Phillip Rivers in our main league because I have them both. Put myself in quite a pickle. I'm going to go with Rivers because Tennessee's not that good, even though the defense isn't bad, but I'm rolling with the guy I've been rolling with. But there's a good possibility with the way Wentz has been playing that he still is going to outscore Phillip Rivers. So I think that I think Wentz is a must play or should play unless you're in the pickle I am and I'm still going and bolting up. But Wentz is he's been solid, man. I mean, and he's got his guys back too. Like, you know, he's back and Ertz has been there. So he's hitting his main guy, but he's got Alshon back too. And Alshon's looked good. So he's got those. Yeah. And he'll still hit Aguilar on those small, you know, small routes and whatnot. But
yeah, I think I think Alshon looked good. He fucked me last week playing against him, but he's going to continue to get fed. Aguilar's going to get his. Jeffrey's target counts are 9, 8, and 12 since returning from shoulder surgery, which is fantastic. And Aguilar, he's kind of been all over a little bit with his targets. I mean, he had one outlier, really. He went 5, 12, 4, and 5 since Wentz has been back. I think a little less obviously ideal here, but
– No, he's not going to play. I wouldn't play him.
You know.
But he's going to help Wentz, but he's not. Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't play him. But he's also now, he's passing a bit to both running backs too. So.
Yes. Well, I think the running backs are where it's – I don't even know if it's more interesting, but I think Corey Clement is clearly the guy that I want to own and roll out here in this matchup.
Did we have this talk already?
Did we?
We did. That's Corey Clement. What'd you call it? Kind of funny. I was actually watching football with you last weekend.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know where I missed the whole Jordan Matthews thing, but I'm sitting there. I'm like, is that Jordan Matthews that's back with Philly?
Sure enough.
LOL, man. We don't need to say anything about him, but I just couldn't believe that he's back. And I don't know where I missed that. I don't know where I was, but
Jordan Matthews
is back.
You were in the bathroom shitting. It's okay. It's not a big deal. It was a nice blast from the past there a little bit to see Jordan Matthews back on the field.
I don't know if it's a nice blast from the past, but it's certainly a blast from the past.
I stand corrected. It was a blast from the past. Definitely not nice, but a blast from the past nonetheless. Let's flip the other side of the ball, Don, and let's talk about the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton. I don't know how – I feel like Cam is just as frustrating to own as he's always been. I feel like we do this every year with Cam. He's exciting. He's not.
You have to play him. I mean, just because of his rushing ability. I don't own him anymore. Though, so I can't say that because I've been so frustrated with him through the years. Because when Cam first hit the league, I think I drafted him in so many leagues for like the first 3 seasons, and then I was like, I need to stop doing this. Like, yeah. I have a problem, and it's a big game, man. I'm cool with rolling out Cam.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem rolling him out in this matchup because, you know, you look at this defense against the run. I was just looking at – where's the stat here? Jim Schwartz's defense I just lost it. They've conceded the NFL's fourth most catches, and there was something about their rushing yards, but I just lost it.
Well, basically, they just got smoked by Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
And basically saying, like, you should play Christian McCaffrey.
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, hands down, great matchup here. He should have himself a day as well. But yeah, I'm fine with rolling Cam out there. I mean,
they're all going to go to Cam Newton, so they're going to be passing a bunch to Christian McCaffrey. I think Cam Newton's going to be running quite a bit. Devin Funchess, I mean, I don't know if you should. I just dropped him in a league, but he just literally mossed someone last week. Got a touchdown. Maybe that starts getting Devin Funchess rolling. He does have Greg Olsen back. DJ Moore has a little bit of a presence. So they had a good distribution last week.
Yeah, you're looking at, what was it? 8-7. Yeah, he spread the ball around.
I'm cool with playing Cam. Philly's defense is not as strong as we thought it was going into the season. I think it's a big game coming in. I think they're both going to ball out. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
I agree. You know, and Greg Olsen, welcome back. It's nice to see you healthy. Go out there, do it, perform, and he gets a better
matchup. I would say Greg Olsen is a play.
Yes, I 100% agree. Play. Actually, fun fact, just back on Christian McCaffrey. In the Panthers' last three games, he has played 196 of 198 offensive snaps. Incredible. Incredible, I think, for a guy that actually isn't, you know, a QB or a lineman or whatever. He's been in there literally.
Yeah, he's a freak, man.
Almost every play.
Yeah, he's a freak. So you should definitely look into playing C.J. Anderson.
Yeah, I think this is his week. It's a breakout. It's coming. C.J. Anderson, keep your eye on him. Nothing but upside.
So basically what I'll say is you play McCaffrey, you play Greg Olsen, you play Cam. I wouldn't play him. I dropped him. I think it's great that he got a touchdown. That's cool. But that's still just not enough for me. Keep an eye on DJ Moore if you want to, but I think the only three that I'm actually going to play, I think Cam Newton's going to ball out himself. I think a lot of it's going to go to McCaffrey and then Greg Olsen. Those are my three on Carolina side.
All right, Don, I don't disagree. If Devin Funchess does draw a nice matchup, but I have no problem not saying that he's a surefire guy. And with that though, I'm going to take the Eagles. I think they continue to roll.
I think Cam balls out.
Okay. Fair enough, man. I think that they have a nice day. I don't think it's enough. I think Wentz continues to do his thing, and your boy Ertz continues to dominate as usual. Don, last game of the part one preview, we get the Browns at the Bucks. So another, you know, Jameis, what to watch. What'd you say?
Another good game to watch. Actually, yeah, not that bad. I like Baker. I like the Browns. So.
I've been rooting for the Browns, you know, low key from the sideline. It's nice to see them start to look like a semblance of having some of their shit together.
Yeah.
You know, to put it nicely. So, I don't think, you know, despite Jameis Winston going out there and having himself a week, he's not relevant in this matchup at all.
Thank you. Tried telling Vinny that.
I just don't think there's any relevance.
They literally have held – so look at this. Cleveland has held five of the last six quarterbacks they faced to either QB 15 performance or worse. That's with my man Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees. I don't buy into the Jameis Winston bullshit. He's going against a defense that actually played very well. And – I'm not on that train with Jameis Winston. I don't want anything to do with him. I'm not gonna pick him up on waivers. It is what it is. The Mariota Winston era is over.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think there's in any world you should be looking to play Jameis Winston here. They've done it against much more talented QBs than what Winston is, or what I believe he actually will ever be. So fade on him, Don, and then you come over to the running game. Ronald Jones, Peyton Barber. Peyton Barber out-touches him 17-4 on offensive snaps last week. You know, the Browns that's kind of been their weak spot at giving up 4.67 yards per carry to enemy backs. Peyton Barber, I think you can roll out there as a flex play based on the volume here, and I think they run the ball more than they pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know that you feel good about it.
But I mean, whatever, man. If you really want to waste a bench spot for Peyton Barber for a week, go ahead. But I'm looking elsewhere.
Oh, see, I think it's fine to have if you want to hold him on a bench spot. I don't think that's an issue at all. But it's fine. Let's move on. Wide receivers, Don, Chris Goodwin, DeSean Jackson, Adam Humphries, Mike Evans, Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard.
They're not doing what they did last week. DeSean Jackson's a boom or bust. He might rip down like two TDs next week or this week, or he could do nothing. The only person I'm playing is Mike Evans.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, he's going to get a tough matchup, but I agree that he's the only one I'm rolling out there. He gets cornerback Denzel Ward, and he's done well against John Brown, Keenan Allen, in week 5 and 6. So it is what it is. If you own Mike Evans, though, he's in your lineup and you're playing him.
So. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think about the tight ends, man? I don't know what to do with the whole Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard.
Brate's 33% snap rate was the second lowest of the season. I think Howard is probably the guy that I'm playing here if I have to play one of the tight ends.
Do you think he's worth the play, though?
No.
I don't know. His targets really aren't that great, man.
No, 240.
Yeah. I'm off the Winston train anyway, so there's no reason why I'm trying to figure out the two tight ends in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I don't think he's worth the play, but if I had to play one of them, it would be Howard. For whatever that's worth, which isn't much. But on the flip side of the ball, Don, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. You know, like you said, you like yourself some Baker Mayfield. Fun to watch him out there. What do you got on the Browns this week?
Yeah, dude. Listen, Tampa Bay defense sucks. Maybe this is the week that it works out for you, Antonio Callaway, DFS players or those that own them in week long. That's interesting to see what Mr. Walsh thinks about that. I think you could possibly play Antonio Callaway this week. I also think you should keep your eye on Rashard Higgins. He's been catching Baker Mayfield's eyes the past 2 weeks. He could be someone that you could start possibly looking at if he continues to trend. So, but my must plays are Jarvis Landry. You definitely don't not play him. I think David Njoku is a play. And I think Antonio Callaway could be, if you're hurting for someone, it's someone that you could throw in the flex. It's going against Tampa Bay. This could be the week that it pans out for him.
Yeah. I mean, I have no argument anywhere in the receiving game, Don, because like you said, it's against the Bucs. They are not good, particularly in the air. And I'm personally excited. I hope Njoku continues this trend with targets and making it happen and building that relationship with Mayfield. I own a bunch of him. And it feels like I've just been stuck in the mud waiting for something to happen. So I do hope that it happens. Let's see. The Bucs have allowed 10 touchdowns in 5 games to opposing wide receivers. So there's definitely a good chance here for a lot of fireworks, we'll say.
And they've been very bad against tight end as well.
Yes. So could be the spot for Njoku. For me personally, obviously, fingers crossed, but only time will tell. The running game, Don, I think is super interesting because you watch, what happened here with Carlos Hyde. You watch his playing time reduction. It goes 35% and 43% from weeks 5 and 6. He seems to be being outplayed by Duke Johnson and Nick Chubb. Chubb has the 63-yard touchdown. I don't know that I want anything to do with any of these running backs in this game. I think that's where the Bucs are actually – they're just better than in the passing game on defense. And part of it is I don't know what to fucking do with these guys.
I'm still playing Hyde in the league that I have him because I need to. But I don't know. I think this is a week you could still roll out Hyde, even with the everything that's going on with these three guys. And Duke Johnson's probably starting to finally look a little relevant. Nick Chubb still isn't like getting like double digits like carries or anything like that, but or is he even getting double digit snaps? I don't think he's yeah. So I think Hyde is fine to play. You know, he's not going to have a huge ceiling, but I think he's going to be RB2 or flex. I got to play him. I'm going to, and I think he's going to be okay.
I can't. Like I said, it's just preference. I'm going to personally try and avoid it, but that's fair enough.
I personally can't, Nick. Actually, I could. So, all right, Nick. So, riddle me this, man. I'll tell you who. And this is in our college league that we're in. Well, I actually can't really do much changing because one of the running backs are playing tonight. I'm playing Philip Lindsay. My running backs in this league. Talk about another bunch of clowns that I have. I have Carlos Hyde, Philip Lindsay. I've got Alex Collins, and I got Lamar Miller.
You have Alex Collins, Lamar Miller, and who?
And Philip Lindsay. I played Philip Lindsay against.
Okay.
Which leaves I could play either Carlos Hyde, Lamar Miller, who's going against Jacksonville, or I could play Alex Collins against New Orleans.
Ooh.
I have Hyde in there still against Tampa Bay. I mean, he still had 14 rush attempts against the Chargers.
Yep.
He had 17 against Baltimore.
All right.
Is that fair though? Like, I'm still gonna play him over in Alex Collins. Like, I think that's a good core of people to compare him against.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair jumble of running backs there. I'm okay with playing Hyde there, Dom. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'll give you that.
So, it's fine. All right. Yeah, it's not sexy at this point, but it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough, Dom. I have no argument there. It's definitely not Lamar Miller. So.
No.
You know, that makes that easy. But let's pick it, Don. I'm gonna take the Browns. I'm gonna take the Browns.
Yeah, I believe in the Browns. I'm going Browns on this too.
All right, Browns, baby, sweep it on through. Guys, that's gonna do it for us in part one of the preview. We've got a couple questions. We're gonna have them loaded in for part two of the preview. So for those of you guys tuning in, it's Friday morning. I hope you guys have just had a great start to your Friday. Obviously listen to the cast, the perfect way to do it. If you guys want some more fantasy, get ready, get set. Saturday morning, we'll be dropping part two of the week 7 preview. It'll be me and the DON himself. But before we can jump into that, guys, we're going to peace out, refuel, and get you guys ready for week 7. So guys, for Let's Talk Fantasy Football, I'm Nick Schreck. He is the DON. We'll catch you on the flip side.
This has been Let's Talk Fantasy Football. Thanks for listening.